3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Join now our man Matt Duchesne, the Nashville Predators, brought to you by our friends at Two Rivers Ford, who make his visit possible every week. Matt, look, before we talk about last night's game, let's get into the three-game win streak and what all went right during those three games, because that was a whole lot of fun to watch. It had been since October, since the team had won three straight. You got to do a lot of things right to pull that off.
Yeah, I think the first two, the Islander game and the first St. Louis game, I think we were really good, you know, kind of all around, offensively, defensively. The second St. Louis game, we didn't really have it offensively like we had the first two, but we found a way to get that win. And I think, you know, that's a game, I think maybe a month and a half ago, we would have lost like 5-6-1, and we figured out a way to win it, you know, 2-1 that game. So definitely a lot of mental strength. And then, you know, last night I felt like it was some of the same stuff that was wrong against St. Louis. The second game kind of crept into our game a little bit. We didn't quite have the same jam. We didn't possess the puck enough in the O-zone. It's kind of the same story that it's been when we've lost, is our offensive game hasn't been there enough. And, you know, we're defending a lot and we're keeping a lot of pucks out of our net and a lot of chances away. But eventually, you know, the more volume you have defending, it's gonna bite you. So we want to flip that so that the volume we have offensively, you know, you're not going to ever bat 1,000, but you know, the more balls you're hitting, I guess, you know, gives you a chance to put it up on the board. So I think that's just the mindset going into Chicago, is getting that jam and that hunger back offensively.
So this probably sounds weird, but when you have a performance like that and it's not going well, is it actually a positive that you know why it's not going? Like you said that it's the same old thing, is the phrase you used. Does that make it like maybe more of a positive thing moving forward, that you might be able to, as a group, figure that out in those situations moving forward?
Yeah, we're working towards it. It's not as easy as I'm making it sound. You know, it's something that you've got to work at, something that you got to continue to improve and realize, you know, what the process is of being successful. And I think we're maybe tinkering with that a little bit, which we need to do just based on where this team's been at in the past and where we're at now and things like that. So, you know, it's a work in progress. I think you're always working at, you never play a perfect hockey game. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a perfect season. There's always ways to be better and ways to improve. And right now, and it's funny because we have such a talented team. It's just, that's been our problem this year, is just the consistency in our offensive game, and whether it be actually scoring goals or just getting enough opportunities to have it kind of click on its own. So that's the consistency we're trying to find, and we'll keep working at it.
How frustrating, Matt Duchesne, our guest, how frustrating, because you're a guy who scores goals, you know, you get assists, you amass points over the course of a season. You've done that historically in your career. When you're not scoring points, how frustrating is that for you as somebody who people know as a guy who scores points?
Yeah, it drives you nuts, man. Every day you wake up, for me, the way that I operate, and I'm very hard on myself, and I hold myself to very, you know, kind of high standard. Even, you know, maybe sometimes there's it's just maybe not doable, or you know, the situation isn't quite what it needs to be to achieve what you expect of yourself. But I think that, you know, for me, every day I get up, it's okay, if last night went well, it's okay, I got to do it again. How do I do it again? And if it didn't go well, it's okay, how do I find that success? And yeah, I mean, it's been a frustrating year that way. But I think that, and you know, while you're always trying to talk yourself into what you need to do to be successful, I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, the two St. Louis games were good. Like in terms of that, the production was there.
Yeah.
I felt like I was able to contribute the way that I'm supposed to contribute. And, last night didn't go that way. Didn't really go that way for anybody. So I got to just look at Chicago. I think the biggest thing is you can't hang on to what's behind you. You got to press forward. And I've had, you know, some good success in this league, and I've had some failures. And I think everyone has had that. And I think that, You know, it's all about how you react to it. And for me, it's just looking at, and I think us as a group, it's looking at what's ahead. I mean, if we get the playoffs, it's all that really matters. It doesn't matter that, you know, I didn't have a career year, or this guy didn't have a career year, that guy didn't have a career year. That doesn't matter. As long as we get in, and then from there we play our best hockey is the most important thing. And I think that's what we're aiming for here.
Matt Duchene, our guest. I know, like, from a baseball standpoint, if a guy is a hitter and he's not hitting, sometimes you start to overanalyze, or, you know, they'll say, I'm holding the bat too tight, or I lose sight of my fundamentals. How do you keep from maybe even pressing too hard at this point, trying to do too much?
Yeah, it's tough. I think, you know, you lose the feel for it. I mean, we've been offensively challenged at times throughout the season, and it's been a very strange year. I've said it a few times to you guys, and a big part of that is just getting that rhythm offensively. It just feels like it comes one game and then it disappears the next, and then it comes one game and disappears for the next two or three. And it's just staying with it and trying to believe that at some point you'll get hot and it'll roll like it's supposed to and how you're capable of. But it's tough. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It has not been an easy season for any of us. But at the end of the day, it's going to feel that much better if we get if we achieve our goal of making the playoffs. And at that point, you know, anything can happen. And you just want to peak at the right time. And, yeah, the first 59 games of our season, 60 games of our season, most of them haven't gone the way we wanted them to go. As a whole, it hasn't. But who's to say the last 23 can't be our best 23, and everyone will, you know, find their game and find the production and you find the bounces and everything goes that way and you come into the playoffs hot. So, like last year when I was in Columbus, we struggled the last, after the trade deadline, we were up and down, up and down, up and down. I think we won 8 of our last 10, and we beat a team that was supposed to be unbeatable in 4 straight in the first round.
Sure did, yep.
So it just shows you what it's like in this league and how fast it can change and how hard it can be 1 minute, how easy it can be the next. And you just got to keep the faith and keep working and keep pressing forward. If you pack it in and you lose 5-10% of your belief or your effort or your compete, that's when things go bad permanently.
We asked you last week about David Poile. Is he going to be a buyer or seller? Are you paying attention to that kind of deal? And you said ultimately it's up to us to make him make that decision, right? And so the 3 out of 4 has come in handy with regard to that, but it's also put you within striking range of being in the playoffs. You're still, everybody knows, several games short of some of those teams. But I'm curious, are you watching scoreboards like nights you're not playing and things like that, kind of pay attention to what's going on?
Absolutely. I mean, that 3-game winning streak did us a lot of good. I mean, we're three points out with 3 games in hand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about winning games in hand. We won one of our games in hand against St. Louis. That was one of them. We won that game. So we moved closer. You know, Arizona plays again tonight, and we want them to lose. We basically need one of those teams to fall out because we're kind of the next one in line in terms of games played and points. So that's, at the end of the day, we got to win our games in hand. And if you look at the last 10 games, I saw their records in the last 10. Our record's been a little bit better than theirs. We had 3 out of 4. That's great. But let's make it, you know, let's make it 5 out of 6, right? You make it 5 out of 6, and now you, like, we win the next 2. You know, come Sunday, we'll be sitting in a better spot than we are now. So it's just about chipping away, and it's going to come down to the last, as long as somebody doesn't absolutely blow it, it's going to come down to the last, you know, 5-10 games of what happens. It just is. It's always the way it goes. But you got to treat every game like it's the last one right now. It's the most important game, and the margin for error gets smaller and smaller and smaller as you go forward. So I'll be honest, it's stressful and it sucks, but it's also exciting, and it's great to play meaningful hockey this time of year. And the way things went, we could have folded like a tent and, you know, been out of it and just showed no character and no pushback, but we haven't done that. We've pushed forward, and regardless of guys not feeling their best and not, you know, having the rhythm or whatever, the feel that they're used to. We've pushed and pushed and pushed and found ways to get it done, and until that comes along. So it's not going to feel and be this way forever. I know that. I've played too long to know that. I felt a lot better, and I felt a lot worse than the way it feels right now, and I know other guys are in that same boat. So just pushing forward and continuing to lace them up and go and work as hard as you can and try and find it. That's the bottom line, and do the things that you can in the meantime to help your team win.
Well, Matt, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate the visit every week. We appreciate the honesty. Thank you, and we look forward to talking to you next week, hopefully with a bunch more victories to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully we're having a good chat next week, for sure.
We'll get this back-to-back to start things out.
No doubt. Friday and Saturday at Chicago, and then back home for Columbus on Saturday, and then Tuesday against Ottawa, and then we'll talk with Matt again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Red Center, Matt Duchesne on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Two Rivers Ford. Love where you buy your Ford. Zone.